I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Kyle.
And you're listening to Tandem Trekking,
the podcast.
This week on Tandem Trekking, we are going to be giving you a little Thru Hiker 101. We will take you through a typical day for us, at least as typical as they come out here in the desert. We will go over some Thru Hiker specific terms in order to help prepare you for upcoming podcasts where lingo might be used. The whole point of this episode is to introduce you a little bit to our world so that as we continue to tell you our story, you have a richer idea of the way we are living and what our life looks like. But before we get started, we are going to introduce a segment that we will be doing on every episode.
Coming to you from the Pacific Crest Trail, this is the Lindsay and Kyle Update.
Test, 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 test. Say something.
Test. Testing, testing.
Ready? All right, so this week on the Kyle Lindsay Update, we are coming to you from Idlewild, which is around mile 170 on the PCT.
Yep.
It's a little bit complicated to say exactly what mile we're at because we had to do the, what fire closure is this? Mountain fire detour, so that kind of confuses things a little bit, but we are currently in Idlewild. So every week in the update, we'll kind of go over the same things. We'll go over our mileage, our physical health, our mental health, some gear favorites and frustrations, talk a little bit about food, and then just any highlights that we've had. So to start out with, physical health. How are we doing?
Pretty good. My feet hurt really bad today. And the knee that I had meniscus surgery on a year and a half ago has been bugging me a lot, but I think it's okay.
Yeah, I think we're both having aches and pains. My body hurts for sure. My feet hurt really bad. I've had a couple blisters. Kyle has a blister.
I had a blister, yep.
Other than that, though, I mean, just kind of your... I mean, my hip hurts pretty bad to the point where it keeps me up at night, but...
And I have, the sciatica thing.
Oh yeah, happening. Kyle's leg is numb again.
Just minor things.
But I think they are legitimately just your normal
minor
things. Okay, mental health. How are you feeling mentally?
Good.
I feel good too. Well, I feel like there are ups and downs immediately.
The first couple days were mentally hard for me, but now I've settled back into the thru hiking thing.
Yeah.
You know.
I think for me, the hardest thing mentally has been the waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to to be hiking by 5
it's
to avoid the heat.
I mean, I don't know.
Not
a
that
little stressful.
Yeah, it's not like a through hike is relaxing normally,
no.
But it feels very, like, rushed and very, like, intense to wake up that early. And
you're competing with the sun and the heat. And
yeah, and then then you just feel stressed about it getting hot, and so when it does get hot, it's just that much worse. Like, we had a day this week where we had remembered that the weather was maybe going to get cooler, so we let ourselves sleep in, and that just changed for me, like, the whole feel of everything. It made it feel so much more, like, fun and relaxed, and so I think mentally for me that's been the hardest thing is just kind of that, like, how do you deal with the heat is challenging. And then also the way that we've been dealing with the heat where we take these big breaks in the middle of the day are hard for me, too, because I get bored. Like, I don't like sitting around. I feel like we came out here to walk and to move, and spending so much time during the day just sitting feels really counterproductive. All right, gear favorites and gear frustrations. I think we have some pretty clear winners in this category.
For gear faves?
Yeah.
The air mattress?
The double sleeping pad is clutch.
Though I have a few improvements I will be talking with XPED about later later time about
we know.
The improvements.
Kyle brings them up every single time he blows it up. The other favorite is our pot cozy. Our pot cozy is awesome.
It's really our first time using a pot cozy, and it's incredible.
It's made by Anti-Gravity Gear. They will make a pot cozy for any size pot that you have.
We're not getting paid for
no,
them to
this
say
is this. Not advertising. This is just us, like, legit loving our pot cozy. Yeah, it like perfectly cooks every single meal, I feel like. And you only have to use like a little bit of fuel to do it.
Yeah, and you never burn or cook anything to the bottom of the pot. It's just slowly cooking.
Easy freaking cleanup. It's amazing. It's just amazing. Gear frustrations. Do we have some gear frustrations?
That stupid umbrella I brought.
Oh yeah, Kyle doesn't like his umbrella. Which is understandable. For all of you that think you might want to get an umbrella, it might work for some people, but the desert's a really windy place, and the moment there's any wind, the umbrella ceases to be useful. What other things are we frustrated with?
Well, I'm not a huge fan of the double quilt.
The double quilt is amazing. Shut up, Kyle. It's amazing,
it's
and you know
it. It's not amazing.
I love the double quilt.
We have to share footbox.
Oh, no. I know what we really don't like.
What?
Our sleeping bag liners.
Oh, yeah. They suck.
These sleeping bag liners are stupid. They are not stretchy. Never buy a sleeping bag liner that is not made out of stretchy fabric. Bottom line.
I like how we just smoothed over the quilt talk.
I don't think you should talk shit about the double quilt because it's a great thing. We have to share a footbox, and that's fine. Sharing is caring, Kyle. food. How has food been?
Food's been delicious.
Yeah, food has been amazing.
Yeah. All the food that we have tried so far that we made beforehand is amazing. Yeah. And especially when we hear other hikers talk about their
eating pesticides and their ramen and their Idahoan mashed potatoes.
And we're eating Caribbean curries with quinoa and homemade jambalayas and homemade ramens. It's really great.
It's really great. My favorite food story thus far has been...
Chilaquiles?
Yeah. We stopped to make breakfast the other day, and Cameron had, you know, made some, like, really legit oatmeal packets. Actually, I think my mom made them. And we were making chilaquiles, which was a total shot in the dark. Like, I completely made up the recipe. And it was one of those moments where we took a bite of our chilaquiles, and we just, like, looked at each other in amazement and high-fived. And meanwhile, Cameron's oatmeal was so... It was so bad that it's ruined his trust in oatmeal and he broke his spork on it. All right, any other highlights? Well, I mean, highlight number one is that our friend Stefan Simon joined us for the first week, and that was amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was really wonderful to have them, and I honestly think that first week it would have been harder without them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having them here just made... everything like a little bit lighter, I feel like things that I think went wrong could have been like really seriously downers if we hadn't had two more people to commiserate with.
Yeah.
And it was really fun to, I mean, it was really fun to like reflect on the AT with them and compare the two trails. And it was just really great to have them around. They made me feel stronger as a hiker for sure. And they're just really good hikers, and so they had their own opinions about things and ideas and had prepared as well. And so it was like having two more brains on top of ours to think through problems and stuff. What other highlights have been there? Well, Cameron's with us now. He joined us 2 days after Julian in Warner Springs, and he'll be with us for the next 1,000 miles, so that's pretty awesome.
He's a trooper already. We've done... doing some pretty big miles right off the bat with him, and he's kicking ass
and taking names.
He has a terrible Bane impression.
Yeah, we're still trying to get him to do it on the radio.
We'll get it on there
if I have to sneak it. What have other highlights been? It's been beautiful. I mean, that's a highlight. Every day is a day full of amazing views. What about like anti-highlights? Any dark moments?
Sharing a double quilt.
Kyle. I think the night that we set our tent up in a windstorm and then 2 hours later woke up and took it down and moved another 2 miles up the trail at 11:30 at night, I think that was not a highlight.
It's kind of fun. I kind of like that kind of stuff.
That to me was just shitty.
It was creepy.
We should have just not set up there in the first place, and it was misty and creepy and we were all alone.
That was kind of creepy.
That was not a highlight.
Oh, low light.
Low light. Kyle got super carsick. So he literally puked and pooped at the same time.
After a ride through the mountains.
Yeah, so that's a low light.
That was definitely a low light. I felt terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any other low lights. Is that a thing? Low lights?
I think so. Low lights. Yeah, it's been pretty good so far. Okay, well, I think we're losing Kyle to sleep, so it's time to go to bed.
It's a good update, though.
It's a good update. Update number one, complete. Everybody, if you could please take your seats and quiet down. Welcome to Through Hiker 101. Please turn up the sound on your computers and handheld devices. Sit back and enjoy. To begin our Through Hiker 101 class, we're going to start off with some hiker-specific vocab. This installment of hiker-specific vocab is brought to you by Simon and Steph, aka Stinkbug and Honeybun. Okay, I'm going to say hiker terms, and then we're going to define them together as a group. Let's start with H-Y-O-H. What does that mean?
Hike your own hike.
Hike your own hike. And what does that mean?
Not judging other people's hikes or how they do their hikes.
Criticizing their gear or if they want a yellow blaze, which we'll discuss later.
Mm-hmm.
Or just hiking at your own pace.
Doing your own thing.
Yeah, not following the herd.
There's more than one way to hike a hike.
What does hiker shuffle mean?
The pains that you get when you look like a zombie after you've done big miles or you've been on trail for a while.
Hiker hunger.
An insatiable hunger that you cannot fulfill. It's like having a tapeworm and you just cannot eat enough.
Okay, yellow blazing.
What through hikers don't do. yellow blazing is getting a hitch and because of the yellow lines on the road.
And skipping trail.
Skipping trail, yeah.
Okay. What's blue blazing?
Taking shortcuts on the trail.
On a different trail, yep. But still on a trail. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's food porn?
When you're hiking and all you can think about is food.
And you just talk about...
You visualize it in your head, that cheesy, gooey, hot pizza or a greasy hamburger, and it's the only thing you can think of.
What's a hiker box?
Where hikers who are unprepared dump all the oatmeal that they don't want to eat anymore. Or their half-empty fuel canisters, or their 2-pound bags of rice... Just stuff that hikers don't want, they jettison in the hiker box.
It's like the prize box at the dentist's office when you were a child. Like, you never know what you're going to find. And you might find something awesome, or you might find something really shitty, like stickers or...
Stickers. What's yogi?
To beg food without actually begging for food.
To look really sad and pathetic and hungry.
So you're walking up to a family picnic area, and you see people grilling hamburgers, and you walk past looking sad and pathetic, and you go, oh my god, that smells so good.
We totally did that in New York, and that one, nobody gave us any food.
such a bad yogi.
Okay, what's a Nero and a Zero?
A Nero is when you walk, I would say, less than 5 miles into town, or... stop hiking for the day. A zero is no miles hiked that day.
What is hiker trash?
What we are. people who hike on the trail, they look homeless. People enjoy the trail community and just being on trail and everything that it encompasses.
What is pink blazing?
Simon, you can discuss that one since you mentioned it.
Hiking at the... So if you're a fast hiker and you find a really, really sexy hiker trash chick and you hike at the same speed as her in the hopes of getting some trail booty, that's pink blazing.
What is Nobo and Sobo?
Nobo is northbound on a through hike and Sobo is southbound on a through hike.
What is trail blues?
When you get off trail and... miss being back on trail and you miss everything about hiking.
What is stealth camping?
Camping where you're not supposed to.
What is AYCE?
All you can eat.
Damn straight.
Woo!
What is a trail angel?
Somebody who will give or leave like caches of food or water or offer help to hikers or take you in and give you a hitchhike or...
Usually when you least expect it or when you need it the most.
What is trail magic?
Something that trail angels leave.
Anything.
So on a hot day and you find a cache of soda or whatever or food or something like that, that's trail magic.
Desitin when you're chafed.
That was the epitome of trail magic.
What is a section hiker?
Somebody who either misses parts of the trail or who just decides to go out and do the trail in chunks because of work commitments or other time constraints.
What is a through hiker?
Somebody who hikes from one end of the trail to the other end of the trail and doesn't miss any sections of the trail.
A continuous path of footsteps. All right, now that you know some hiker-specific lingo, I think you're ready to go through a typical day with us. Every day actually starts the night before when we plan what lies ahead. Okay, let's talk about tomorrow. What do you guys want to do?
24 miles.
24 miles. Okay, so...
What does GutHooks app say?
Okay, so we can look at... We can look at GutHooks app. We can look at Half Miles app.
You mean to go get the paper maps?
No, we never use those.
Well, we can see what's in Idlewild.
Yeah, sure. We can look at Yogi's handbook pages. And then, so water-wise tomorrow, the water report says there's water at Tunnel Springs, which is 0.3 off trail, and at Live Oak Spring, but Live Oak Spring is a mile off trail, so we're not doing that.
Nope.
So we'll be able to get water about 9.4 miles from here. We'll be able to get water, and then we'll have to have enough water at that point probably to get us all the way to that campground the next day. That's like 12 miles.
Oh, it just looks really long.
I know, it looks really long.
Not the full 17, 18.
We don't have to do the whole thing. We don't have to do a water carry for the whole thing. Let's see what the elevation's like. It is... Oh, gosh. A lot of up. We have a big climb. But tomorrow's a short day. All right, so we know what we're doing tomorrow. We're doing 14 tomorrow to that campground.
When are we waking up?
We don't have to get up super early tomorrow. We don't have to do a 4 o'clock start. Let's just wake up when the sun comes up.
Yeah.
And then get moving, because I don't want to hike in too much heat.
Yes. We hiked in plenty of heat today.
Yeah, that was miserable.
We have to get up, yep.
Yeah, but it's already 6 o'clock.
It's pretty late for us.
Yeah. I think it's kind of cloudy outside.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. Okay, let's get up.
Well, this morning we're having oatmeal again. It's going to be better than yesterday's morning oatmeal. That's for sure. Got our jet boil set up.
This is not a jet boil.
Spoon out. Got our whisper light set up.
It's not a whisper
Got our either. Spoon out. Got our stove set up.
There you go. Good universal term.
Spoon out. What?
That's how she goes.
Ooh, it smells good too. That's hot.
Yes. We got some goji berries in there also.
Uh-huh. Some raisins.
Seeds, goji berries.
Too much water. God damn it.
That's a perfect amount of water.
No way, it's too much.
No, that's just right.
It needs to be gooey.
Good?
Better.
And then we walk. Hey, Cam, I think that looks like a good spot to poop down there if you still need to go.
All right. Get my poop stuff. Grab his cow's trowel out of his poop bag. All right, off dig a hole.
All right, be careful. Watch out for snakes. Okay, let's go over some pooping L&T, Kyle.
This is very important for any thru-hike to know these skills.
Or just backpacking in general,
yes,
really.
Yes.
All right, so first things first, what's in the bag that you take to go take a poop?
A trowel.
Trowel.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
We have Purell. Keep your hands clean. It's important for backcountry health.
Okay. And a plastic bag to put your toilet paper in.
Yes, you must always carry out your toilet paper.
Okay, so you get there. Cameron, that's not far enough. We can still see you.
And get off trail so other people don't see you.
Okay, so you get there. You dig a 6 to 8 inch hole. No deeper.
No deeper. Deeper is not good.
And not shallower. Why is deeper not good?
Because it gets down into the water source. I don't even know.
Because it won't decompose if you get down to mineral soil. That's what
That's right.
Told.
That's what I meant to say.
That's what I've been told. Okay, so you dig your hole. You poop in your hole. You sanitize your hands. I guess you put your toilet paper in your toilet paper bag and you sanitize your hands.
And then you fill the hole back up.
And you fill the hole back up. And then you're done.
And that's how you poop.
Why do you carry out your toilet paper?
Because animals will dig up the toilet paper and get it everywhere.
That's right. So no matter where you are, no matter where you're backpacking, you should always carry out your toilet paper. This is a new thing that we weren't even really aware of.
And at first you think it's kind of gross, but then once you do it, it's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all.
It also helps you keep track of how much toilet paper you use.
Kyle has cut down on his toilet paper use dramatically.
In half, I'd say.
Yeah. All right, he's headed back. How was it?
Best one yet.
Best one yet?
Huge.
Huge. You had eaten a lot of food between the last one and this one.
Nice, even consistency. Good.
Good. All right, break time. How many breaks have we taken today?
Three.
Four?
Three.
Five?
This is our fourth.
We've taken a lot of breaks.
We have taken a lot of breaks, but it's a short day.
Slow day.
So we've taken, this is our fourth break. First break was just a snack break. Second break, do we even eat anything?
Mm-mm.
No, just shoes off break?
Yeah. Well, first break was at the junction with the road.
Oh, yeah.
We ate there.
We ate it.
Oh, so this is the fifth break.
Second break was...
Under that rock.
Under the rock. I'm gonna talk to the guy. And we ate stuff there too. I don't remember where the next break was.
Next break was under the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Under the trees, and then we had a water filtering break.
And then this break.
Big ol' water filter break.
So water today was at mile 10. And you guys had to go 0.3, but you think farther off trail for it.
And
it was a gross cistern.
Trough
thing.
Okay.
We had to climb hand and feet uphill.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
It was.
I had to assist Cameron up some parts.
Whoa.
It's hard.
Yep.
While
sounds intense.
While you sitting at the top having snack.
And then we filtered and treated our water because it was gross.
Yes.
And we have how many miles till camp?
We don't know. We have no idea where
no
we're
clue.
Camping.
So today's been a flexible day. Slow day.
Four-ish, I'm guessing. Four or five.
Four or five. Any other things we like to do at breaks?
I'm starving.
Well, I change my socks every break.
And
I put Gold Bond on my feet every break and air my feet out every break.
And I throw things at Kyle every break.
We check the phone every break to see where we're at and how far we are from things. Those are breaks.
It's break.
So bad. Break.
Break.
Beans. It's a gonna be good.
Are you recording?
Yeah. So we just rolled into camp. Well, if you can, yeah, we're all doing air quotes. Camp, if you can call it that. We're like sketchily camped by a road.
Right, illegally by a road.
Yeah.
Overlooking Girl Scout camps.
Cameron wants to just go to the Girl Scout camp, but we don't think that that's allowed. Anyway, upon getting to camp, what do we normally do?
We go through a stretching regimen.
Mm-hmm.
We drink a protein powder drink, which has been pretty gross lately.
Disgusting.
We usually set up tents, but we're waiting until the
cover of darkness.
Cover of darkness tonight.
So sketchy.
So sketchy. There's barbed wire all around us.
Anyway, and now we're getting ready to cook dinner.
Yes.
Cool. What are y'all having for dinner?
Carbon curry.
that clearly says Caribbean.
Carbon. Yeah, it says Caribbean curry, doesn't it?
Carbon curry.
With quinoa and beans and...
Chicken.
Butter?
Chicken.
What's all this,
White powder?
Yeah.
I think it's from the chicken.
Chicken powder.
Chicken powder.
Yeah.
And peas.
I said peas.
And green onions.
Yes. It looks delicious.
We're having Cuban beans and rice, or carbon beans and rice.
Carbon.
Cuban beans and rice with Fritos.
Rice and carbon curry.
Should be freaking phenomenal.
And a large amount of olive oil.
All right, let's get it cooking.
So we just pour everything in here and put some.
Okay, no, there's two ways that I think that we should make this, but we haven't decided which one's the right one. So tell me what you think. So.
I don't think.
It's not going to be helpful in this situation.
All right.
So the first way that we can do it. The first way that we could do it is to bring the water to a boil. Actually, I think we should just bring the water to a boil and put everything in.
For that amount of food?
I'm going above 500.
Like, I mean, the rice has already been cooked, so...
To there, do you think? No, that's not enough water. I'm gonna do it.
Make sure you can fit this in there so it doesn't overflow.
Yeah, it's gonna overflow.
I think this is pushing it.
Okay, well let's start there and see what happens.
I really wish we would have cooked that part.
This windscreen is questionable. I don't know that it's doing that much good. What you got there, Cam?
Smell it.
Oh my god.
It smells really good.
It smells like coconut.
That
oh fuck.
Smells so good.
I'm gonna cry.
Alright, what's our assessment of the Cuban beans and rice?
A little spice in there. It's good. Good. The Fritos are a good touch.
Fritos are fabulous. I like when we make it at home, it's soupier, but this is delicious. Okay, now we're digging into the... Oh, it's so many things.
The carbon curry.
The carbon curry.
Needs a little salt.
A little salt. It rehydrated really well in there.
Oh,
like,
good.
It's a lot thicker than it was before. Whoa. Okay, we have a lot of food.
It's so good.
Mmm. Oh my god.
It's really good.
It's amazing.
It's got such good flavor. You tried this yet, Sam?
I don't know what you're waiting on.
You have a distance thing.
Mm. The chicken is good. It really has an amazing chicken-like texture.
Oh yeah.
was good. Well done.
Bravo, team.
Yeah, this is delicious.
We finish off a dish in the pot, and we add a little bit of water, and we twist it around, and then we take the index finger of our dominant hand and use it to scrape the sides of the dish with the water as a lubricant, nor dislodge as much material as possible, thus leaving you with a seemingly clean pot. However, in actuality, probably full of germs.
Probably full of germs.
What do you do with the water after you've done cleaning?
And then, the best part, you drink it.
LNT! Stitches!
And you repeat the process for as many times as necessary until pot is completely clean.
This is what we call hiker midnight. It's 7:50.
Oh my god.
There's a Girl Scout camp below us, and the girls are out playing in the yard. And Lindsay was like, gosh, don't they ever go to bed?
It's getting dark, they should go inside.
So this is the time of the day where we go to sleep. I usually stay up and read so Lindsay can fall asleep, but she likes when I fall asleep after her. It's just one of my duties out on the trail.
Wake up at 6 tomorrow?
5.
Wake up at 5 tomorrow.
And tomorrow we have a 16-mile road walk, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Yep. But yeah, this is the end of the day. Ends in the tent, nice and cozy.
Very tired.
Very tired. Everything hurts. Some point in the middle of the night, I'll wake up because my hips hurt so bad I can't sleep anymore. And I'll change positions.
And we're on a hill, so Lindsay's gonna end up in my space tonight.
Alright, well, good night. Tomorrow we'll repeat.
Good night.
So you take that day and you repeat it 4 or 5 times, and you've got a week of hiking. At the end of a week of hiking, we go into town for one of those 0 days that we talked about earlier. All right. We're in a Mexican restaurant in Idlewild. We made it to town. And tomorrow we're taking a 0 day.
Woohoo!
What do our 0 days look like often?
We used to get a place to stay.
Things that are important to the rooms that we stay in, they must have a television.
Air conditioning. Well,
not heat this time.
It's cold here.
They must have a television. They must have Wi-Fi. Ooh. It's nice if they have a microwave.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Do you still need this?
No, we're good.
Thank you.
Would you like more chips or anything?
Yes, more chips.
Yes. And water.
Oh yeah, we need water.
We never got water.
Oh well.
Other important things we do on 0 days are
drink very spicy margaritas.
We drink jalapeno margaritas every 0 day.
All the time.
We do laundry.
We do laundry. We actually did laundry today, but we always do laundry. Shower.
We should get Cameron to tell us his town clothes day today.
What happened today?
It's his first day experiencing that.
Well, so we did laundry today. And Cameron forgot to pack any other clothes that he wasn't, you know, hiking in, which is a great idea, you know, keep the weight
lightweight,
down.
Lightweight.
Thank you.
And in doing so, the only clothes he didn't wear today, or during the hike, was a pair of long johns and a nice quarter zip. However, the long johns were quite see-through. And Kyle and I went to go pick up some stuff from the outfitters. And when the sun shone on the long johns, you could see everything underneath. Which, gave the townspeople quite a view.
Awesome.
Super good. Thanks.
I'll take this away.
Awesome.
Yeah. If I take
Thank
that you. Also? Thank Thanks. You.
Yep.
So I got whistled at a couple times.
Yep.
By Kyle?
No, actually, some guy driving by was yelled out of his car.
Nice see-through long johns.
No, he was just like, woohoo!
Yeah, they were very see-through. I saw them.
Front and back.
Front and back.
All the sides.
So that's another part of 0 days is figuring out what to wear while you're doing laundry.
Right, because you have no clean clothes.
Right.
Yeah. What other things do? We
eat.
We eat. Very important.
We eat cooked
good food from a restaurant.
Yes.
Yep. We stuff ourselves with food.
And then we usually watch a lot of TV or movies.
We veg.
We veg out.
We veg. We stay mostly horizontal for the whole day.
Oh. Shower.
We do shower. We already showered today, but it wasn't very satisfactory.
Kind of a half-ass shower.
There was no soap.
So tomorrow we're going to get to take a full-on soapy, scrubby shower. Well, we usually get a food drop, and then we go through the food drop and figure out if we need more food.
Or less food. If you don't have a food drop, you go to a grocery store and resupply.
Yep. We plan out our hiking for the rest of the week.
Yep.
Make some plans. Next stop.
Make some plans.
And there it is, folks. You have graduated in Thru Hiker 101. You now know what it means to be a thru hiker. Well, kind of. We want to leave you guys with one last treat. Enjoy this tip from a pro, and we'll talk to you later. Hey, Kyle, what time is it?
It's pro tip time.
This week's pro tips are brought to you by Erin Saber, the author of the blog Walking with Wired. She is a serious badass with a hiking resume to match.
I think when we're through hiking, we all have those dark moments where everything's just going wrong. What kind of things do you do mentally or physically when the going gets tough to kind of push yourself through to keep motivated?
Yeah, I've always had pretty much a mentality of once I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So I don't really give myself the option to not do it. So there's never been a moment where I've said, I want to quit this. And the exhaustion that was happening that year on the Pacific Crest Trail was pretty draining mentally and physically. And so for me, there's a couple of tactics, and one being main one's motivational music. So that can always lift me up, and it's great to be able to have that for motivation. And there's certain songs that I still listen to and remember from the Pacific Crest Trail, and some that I heard for the first time while I was on the trail just randomly, and very motivational, and they'll always mean something to me. So songs are one. Another mental way that I tell people to look at it is adjusting that once you're in a condition, kind of like the desert, or when I entered the Sierra and it was snow, we pretty much had mostly snow. I had I counted 31 days of mostly snow on our year, and very uncomfortable and cold and just raining to walk through. And for those situations, I just had to readjust my frame of mind and tell myself this is the new normal. So instead of waking up every day and being shocked that I was walking through a desert or walking through snow, I would just say, oh yeah, this is the new normal. And once you adjust your frame of mind to think that this is the normal, it really does change the way you look at things. And you're not looking at it as a chore or a challenge. It's just what you normally are doing.
What are your techniques, not just on the PCT, but just in hiking in general, for keeping your body healthy and then also your feet healthy? Because they're an incredibly important part of your body.
And this is where people are going to hate me for this question and answer, because I eat crap and I don't do anything to my feet. So I think that I was just kind of raised. I was raised on mac and cheese and ramen and North Side.
That's right. You're from the Midwest. And I forgot.
Yes, and I'm from the Midwest, and that was all we ate. And I ate it all through college because it's cheap. And I still eat it here at home. And so I basically was meant to be a thru-hiker. and this is what my body craves. I almost had ramen tonight, before I talked to you. And it's just, I know this is not healthy, but for some reason my body does just fine with these things. And I do think, man, what kind of Uber hiker could I be if I actually ate healthy? So it is interesting, that aspect of it. So I feel bad, and I don't recommend that anyone follow in my footsteps as far as nutrition and eating. People see photos of my resupplies, and I always get a comment about, do you know how many sugars are in those bars, and that kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't know. All I know is that I can ingest it. Like, I have trouble eating. These are the things that I can actually swallow and keep down. And I've tried to eat some healthier things, and I have trouble holding food down. So to me, food is a difficult one. And if I can just find something I actually keep in my stomach, then we're good.
Yeah.
So there you go. And then for my feet, I am very unkind to my feet. And so I just kind of believe in general in life that I shouldn't baby myself. So, like, for example, I'm sitting in a house that has heat, and I've chosen not to have the heat on, so I've got a beanie and three sweatshirts, and I've got two blankets on, but I just don't feel like I should be spoiling myself with the heat. And so I have that same mentality with my feet, is like, they're gonna figure it out, like, just like, let them blister and then callus, and then they'll be fine. But if I were to baby them, then it's just going to take that much longer. So I do have inserts that I use, because I've had plantar fasciitis on the bottom before. So I do have some inserts that I've used that help with the tendons on the bottom of my foot and relieve that kind of pressure when I step down. So that's probably the one thing I have, but they don't blister all that much. I know where the blisters are going to be, and I'm pretty quick that when I get one or feel a hot spot, my strategy that I don't recommend everybody is to pop it and tear the whole skin off and then just put like a Band-Aid over it and let it turn into a callus.
Hmm, yeah.
So I know that can get infected, and I know that bad things can happen, but my whole experience is that when I pop them, if I don't pull the skin off of it, which it is painful and it stings for like a half a day or something. But if I don't do that, then I found that they just re-blister, and they keep doing that, and then the dirt gets in the blister, and then I'm worried about infection at that point. Yeah. But if I just take all the skin off, it doesn't have anywhere to be tracked. You know?
Yes.
So this is my scientific theory.
We all have them.
There you go.
Yep. As always, if you have questions, concerns, things you want to hear us talk about, anything at all, feel free to email us at tandemtrekking@gmail.com. You can also check out the blog at tandemtrekking.com, follow us at tandemtrekking on Instagram or on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening in this week and hearing all about being a thru-hiker. Keep on trekking. Tandem Trekking is produced, edited, recorded, everything by Lindsay and Kyle. We make no money from this podcast, but we do owe a lot to our family and friends who have housed us, fed us, and helped us every step of the way. We found all of our sound effects at freesound.org. Links can be found on our blog. Special thanks today to David Depper, Billy Torello, Michael Howard, Chiz, David Sassizi, Daddy Longlegs, and acapellagroup.com for the voice synthesizer and music. Also, a special thanks to Corey, Kyle's sister, for buying Kyle the umbrella for Christmas. It's not your fault that he's not going to use it.